Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Boom, boom. Welcome back, everybody. This is Wrestle Talk in the D. Thank you for listening. Wherever you are, you could be listening over in Alaska. You could be listening in Boston. You could be listening in Africa, London, wherever you are listening. If you're listening, thank you for joining Wrestle Talk in the D on a Tuesday night. Glad to be back with you all. Myself, Martez, and my other co-hosts, Kayvon and Dominic, will be joining us shortly. But before we bring these two fine gentlemen onto the program, I just want to take about 30 to 90 seconds to say a few things, okay? If I was to go back to 2011, 2012, 2010, if I was to go back to that person and if I was to see John Cena on screen 2010 2011 2012, I will be angry. Back then, John Cena was the worst thing I could see on TV. I thought John Cena was generic. I thought John Cena was stale. I thought John Cena was boring. I thought John Cena was oversaturated with John Cena. I thought it was just too much John Cena, and he wasn't even moving the needle with me. He wasn't exciting me. He was winning all the time. The 2010 through 12, Martez simply hated John Cena. We fast forward all the way now to 2021, and I owe John Cena an apology. I misunderstood the greatness of John Cena. The reason I say this right now, I believe, you don't have to agree with what I'm saying, I believe we are witnessing greatness, and we are fortunate to have the 16-time champion in our presence for as long as he's going to be with us. I think it's a short amount of time, but we should be thankful that he's here. Some of you may disagree with me. Some of you may not. But I'm excited that John Cena is back. John Cena has brought a certain relevancy to wrestling right now, to WWE for that matter. John Cena has brought a certain type of excitement, not just for loyal Cena supporters, but for people that didn't like Cena. We're starting to turn the corner and starting to realize, hey, this guy is cool. Think about this. There's nothing cheesy about hustle, loyalty, and respect. But back then, I hated that. I thought it was cheesy. But as I get older, hustle, loyalty, and respect is a phenomenal saying. Also, never give up. Like that's one of the best things you could tell somebody. Never give up. Everything about John Cena is awesome. And I owe John Cena an apology tonight. That's my little soliloquy, my little opener for tonight. This is Wrestle Talking to D, not just with Martez, but Dominic P is in the house, my tag team partner for almost, can't believe, almost 4 years. What up, Dominic? I know we talked off air, but what's up, man? Welcome back to the show. How's life been treating you, man?
Pretty good. Yeah, I have to say that Daddy's home is back.
So
we're back on the air.
Now, I don't know about calling the grown man Daddy, but for the sake of the show, since Daddy's home, you coming to restore some order in this show, huh?
Yeah, we gotta we gotta air out some dirty lungs. We gotta sit at the tape.
Yep. Yep.
The bottom of a few things.
Right. Well, speaking of the table, Mr. Head of the Table himself, my former neighbor, Kayvon Journey is in the house tonight. Good evening, Kayvon. What's up, brother?
Good evening. Good morning in some places. Good night. Right now, I am sitting at the head of my table waiting for this show to start. And, of course, if Daddy's home, then the head of the table has just entered the door.
Uh-oh.
Just entered the room, rather. And, well, I cannot wait to dig down in these topics, per se.
see, we got a daddy's home, big dog daddy's home, and then we got the head of the table, and then we just got me. So we are slated for an amazing show tonight, and we got a lot to get into. We got to talk about
the
takeover coming up.
I'm trying, man.
I don't know about all that. I don't know why you say that, but I guess I'll take it. Now we got SummerSlam to get into. We can possibly talk about AEW. There's so much we could jump into tonight that we can talk about. It's a lot of stuff that I'm frustrated about, and I want us to dive into that. But before we get into that, this is the moment everybody been waiting 3 weeks for. And Kayvon, I told you I wouldn't forget it. Okay, Kayvon, this is your time to shine. And I told you I would never forget. I will never forget the name of this segment. And the name of this segment is the Big Four News Plus One with Kayvon Journey.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is time to dig down Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Big Four News Plus One with me. Number one, ladies and gentlemen, we have on the list Roman Reigns. And the only reason why he's at the top of the list is because he is going one-on-one with John Cena, the man that disrespected him at Money in the Bank. And, of course, coming at number two, we have Keith Lee. I put him on there because he was on a losing streak, but, ladies and gentlemen, he's turning that around. Then we have Nikki Ash. Now, some people might say, why did I put her on the list? Because she is going up against Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley this Saturday. And I'm very surprised that she is still the Raw Women's Champion. Now, we also have on here my good friend, Reggie. Or as y'all know him as, Reginald. He is the current 24-7, whatever that title is. He is that champion, and well, he is doing a phenomenal job at that. Now, the bonus. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Karrion Kross. Has Karrion Kross bitten off more than he can chew? He is going up against Samoa Joe this Sunday at NXT TakeOver 36. Good luck to Karrion Kross, but my money's on Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Big Four plus a bonus with the head of the table, Kayvon Journey.
There you have it. Kayvon, you coming out strong, coming out the gate strong like a big dog tonight. And one of the things that you said in that Big Four segment plus one, I want to start with, and I want to talk about that triple threat matchup between Nikki Cross, Charlotte, and Rhea Ripley. Now, Dominic and Kayvon, who do you think needs to win this match more? Does Charlotte need to win more, Nikki, or Rhea Ripley? Who needs this victory this Saturday night at SummerSlam, Dominic?
I'm going to go with my girl on this cat. We really need to solidify a stamp for her title. We need to show that this is the reason why she's going to be WWE health. Go out there, handle her business, as Booker T would say. And get the job done. And you know, the odds is not in her favor. But I think without said it, Nikki Cross should be by Saturday remaining the WWE females Raw Women's Champion. Yes.
All right, Kayvon.
Well, I will have to agree with my boy Dominic. I believe Nikki Ash, aka almost a superhero, she should stay the Raw Women's Champion just to prove a point that she can hold on to the title for as long as possible, and that the young kids, they can also win a championship, although they are, quote-unquote, almost a superhero. Yes.
Hey, and I agree with both of you all. I think Nikki Cross, she needs to win this more. I think it would be kind of silly to give her the title and make her a transitional champion. They can't have that happen. I don't think Charlotte needs this victory right now. She's still got time to win four more championships to tie her father. She needs five more to break the the record, but I don't think she needs this victory this Sun Saturday. Rhea Ripley, she's still young. She has many more chances. But right now, I would say keep it on Nikki Cross and maybe bring back a Becky Lynch as a heel. And Becky Lynch can be the one to take the title off her. This is just speculation at this point on what they're going to do. We don't know. But that would be nice to see Becky go after that championship, because we know once Becky come back, it won't be long before she has that belt around her waist or arm. Now, moving right along with tonight's show, I'm frustrated, Dominic. Okay, Von, I'm frustrated and I'm annoyed by wrestling fans. Okay. I'm frustrated and I'm annoyed by AEW fans. AEW fans, they think that they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. A lot of these AEW fans, they constantly go after WWE. They constantly talk trash about WWE. I'm just so sick and tired of these AEW fans that act as if AEW is the almighty. And it bothers me, you know. Some of the same things people complain about WWE, AEW is doing it. WWE gets a lot of flack for bringing in older talent. AEW is doing the same thing to some degree, you know, with Sting, Christian, you know, people like that. So it bothers me that these fans of AEW just think that they're all that and think that AEW is just this super elite promotion. Now, it's great. I think it's number two, but I'm bothered by the fact that they just think that they're the best in the business. I don't know how you guys think about that as of today. But Kayvon, I believe you can start it off, and then Dominic, you can jump in. But what is your assessment of AEW fans when it comes to WWE?
Well, it's a reason why the heads of the table do not associate with AEW. Number one, you said it. They think AEW is the best. They think that they are dominating over WWE, which I can see that, but my loyalty is still with WWE. I do not care what the fans say. They are still second best to WWE. So the fans can say what they want, but when it comes down to it, WWE fans, especially Raw, SmackDown, and NXT, trust and believe they have a lot more to say about AEW than that has to say on us. And that is the bottom line, because the head of the table said so. Ooh.
Oh, wow. Two gimmicks to one. All right. So, I just think that AEW is doing stuff. They beat NXT crazy with a night war. I mean, give them props. I mean, WWE not realize that, yes, they are elite. They are here to stay for a while. But they're still, but phase two, not WWE fans in the universe, not panic. But yeah, they talking a lot of wrestling. Like my guy, even though that's my guy, Eddie Kingston, you know, throw jazz, you know, this last year, Sam Cabell, throw jazz. This is, like, you know, I agree with K-1. So, K-1, but, I mean, it's just pretty much, it's like, AEW is just the new wave, that new wave class. And what they're doing, wrestling football, I'm going to do it. All of it made clear.
WWE, they have to step their game up. They can't continue to rely on what they've been doing. Even, granted, we love WWE, but they can't keep. Excuse me. I have a noise in the background. Forgive me, guys. They can't keep doing what they're doing and expect things to be okay or expect to be at the top. You know, but I still believe they're the best. Best in the game today, and we'll find out what's going to happen in the near future. It's a good time to be a wrestling fan. And speaking of that, I wanted to Adam Cole. If you guys got time, I want to talk about Adam Cole. He hasn't signed a contract yet to return to WWE. It was reported that they offered him a $1 million contract. I don't know how many years, but I was told they offered him that. His last match could be potentially this Sunday night against Kyle O'Reilly. And we know that's going to be a banger. But Dominic and Kayvon, Dominic, if you were Adam Cole and you're a free agent, taking the bias out of it, taking your love for one particular company out of it, from a business standpoint and a career standpoint, where would you go? Would you go to WWE? Would you go to AEW? Would you go to Ring of Honor or somewhere else, or Impact, if you were Adam Cole?
Ooh.
What would you do, Dominic and Kayvon?
If I was Adam Cole, I would have everybody, throwing numbers at me. If Adam Cole is arguing about, I tell people it's one of the most hottest things I've got. One of the top tier, the master of, of wrestling. So, $1 million, this one that they problem, they act like they're broke or they don't have money to do. That's not enough. This is right now a future,
mm-hmm.
a future household star.
Mm-hmm.
That's a free agent. He's well loved. He's well respected. He's no international. But that very main roster universe. They need to. He can't necessarily set this prototype of the gap plan. He gotta throw that number out of the problem. Let him have creative control, of Adam Cole, say. AEW. No, they're gonna throw crazy. Yes, for him, unfortunately, his hubby, his boo, Britt Baker. So, you know, they're going to throw, you know, I guess a nice change. They're going to give him, you know, destroy him that, you know, it's you know, to come over here because, you know, you're the other half. As well as just some of his fellow bullet brothers, his fellow friends that have competed when it around him. So, you know, that stuff, Ring of Honor, you know, that's where Adam Cole made his name to know. They may not have the money like WWE, but, you know, they can try their shot too. They have a good chance with, you know, they can have as well off some once again create a show, what I want to say is try to be like a sector producer role, maybe. You know, for him to come home, you know, he can definitely, that's another place where he can go and work with him much to be champion. Right, he's one of the all-time greats. So, Impact is probably the least out of all the folks that's out there that you see Adam Cole go. I would like to put, you know, right now that he's with that. There's so much effort for him. There, that he can, you know, he can make his great. He can make it great again, though, you know, or he can excel. Up there within 3 years, right? By a phone itself, you know? So, I would say, you know, if it flows with our office, so of course, follow your heart. Adam Cole, make sure when you go, it's the right spot. Yeah, I said throw numbers, throw money, but money is not always the answer. But I would say for right now, he should stick to that bit.
Wow, Dominic, you brought a strong take tonight, man. You spit a mouthful, man. You bring us some good points, some really good points that makes a lot of sense, man. So. So kudos to you. Kayvon, what are your thoughts on this situation with Adam Cole, baby?
Well, if I was a businessman, since I am a businessman, at this standpoint, I would say the best move for Adam Cole is, of course, to stick to the WWE. Let him move up to the main roster so he can face some new challenges, such as, of course, we all know Bobby Lashley or Ann Roman. Or he can take on some of the semi-older wrestlers, such as Jeff Hardy and things like that, only so that Adam Cole can be like, all right, cool, I see fresh faces, I can go for their titles, so he can have, you know, some more titles underneath his belt other than the North American and the NXT. And I believe he won some more. But as he get into the – well, as he stick with the WWE, he can face some new challenges and win some new championship belts. So that can be on his record. Yeah.
Man, you guys are bringing strong takes tonight. That was another strong take that you brought, Kayvon, off. That was amazing, man. Really was. Now, sort of going back to AEW. Okay, we've been hearing about it for weeks now. Daniel Bryan, CM Punk, or possibly going over to the AEW. Even Bray Wyatt has been in rumors. That I definitely want to talk about Bray Wyatt later. I want to give him his own topic, Bray Wyatt and his departure from his release from WWE. But you know, we're hearing like they're going to start accumulating bigger guys like CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, maybe Strowman, Wyatt down the road. But how huge would it be for them to get CM Punk to come out of retirement and also to obtain Daniel Bryan, who is highly regarded as one of the best wrestlers in the world today, even still today? Like, how huge would that be for AEW, Dominic? Or maybe it's not. Maybe it won't be huge. I don't know. Just tell me your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be huge. You know, wrestling, you know, go over there, he won't be Daniel Bryan. It's just going to be another mile step of him grabbing WWE guys and bringing them to the WWE. No, veteran lot of guys to help, you know, just pretty much help get, put over the young upcoming talent. It'd be a very successful CM Punk. And as well as the fact that, you know, with him, get special Punk, you know, that's like almost, what, 7 years, seven, 8 years?
Mm-hmm.
Out of semi-retirement, you know, get him performance. That's amazing.
It's a big topic.
Of course, you know, Punk said it himself that one of the things they come out of retirement for, you know, a big bag and a nice storyline script. So AEW better come with a nice storyline script, which I have to say their storyline seems kind of lose and don't interest my life. So they need to step in and say that they're writing them up for, you know, CM Punk with the back. So I understand the survivor stuff going is pressure. Like I said, more pressure and catering to the hardcore wrestling fan. He wants to see best fan the third. They gotta, you know, once those two individuals start debut, they gotta keep it up. Not just to please fans, please themselves. So them a service of, you know, how to keep afloat to, you know, get better as time goes.
Yeah. Good. Kayvon, good point, Don.
So if they can bring CM Punk out of retirement, and if Daniel Bryan just so happened to be on AEW, then that will put AEW on the market. As far as it'll be huge and big that CM Punk is back and that Daniel Bryan is on there and all these different talent that they took from NXT, if they so happen to pop up on AEW, then that will put AEW up a rank. So I would say yes, it will be huge and big, only because of the fact that they are bringing back a legend, which would be CM Punk and or Daniel Bryan, to that particular wrestling company.
Yep. I'm with you on that, Kayvon. I always said if
if they really wanted to play ball, if they really wanted to compete with World Wrestling Entertainment, you need to bring in some big guns. You know, bringing in Christian was okay. Bringing in Sting was okay. Bringing in Miro was okay. Bringing in Jericho, Moxley, those type of guys, that was okay. But if you're trying to go to war, you got to get some big hitters. And there's nobody bigger out there than CM Punk. Like, and Daniel Bryan, too. You know, but some to get CM Punk. And I think they will more or less be hiring him for his promos, okay? Yeah, we want to see him wrestle, but I think people kind of like to hear CM Punk talk a bit more, and we enjoy when he go up against WWE. I actually enjoy when he takes shots at WWE. He's the only person I enjoy doing that, CM Punk. So for me, if they want to pull a casual fan like my casual fan of their product like myself, if they want to pull me in, then you got to get people that interest me, and CM Punk will interest me because that's my second favorite wrestler. So I'm kind of biased when it comes to that. But we'll see. I think if they want to make a mark, they need to do it this Friday night. They're in Chicago. And what way to bring CM Punk than to introduce him back into the wrestling world in his hometown of Chicago. So I'll be watching AEW Rampage this Friday night. And we'll see. I want to jump into just the rest of the night, just talking about SummerSlam and NXT. But before we do that, I want to touch on this Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt was released from WWE a couple weeks ago. Nothing surprises me anymore, but I was still shocked at the same time. I feel like there was so much more Bray Wyatt could have done. I always loved Bray Wyatt. He's another one that I just loved. Will this hurt WWE in the long run that they will let somebody of his caliber get away? You know, what were you guys' feelings about Bray Wyatt being released, K1, and then Dominic?
Well, like I said it before, said again, with the release of Bray Wyatt, yes, it is a huge downfall, but it is also a good thing, only because of this. When the Fiend Bray Wyatt was there, they had Alexa Bliss. So with that being said, they was training Alexa Bliss for this particular moment. So once they released the Fiend, Alexa Bliss took over. So Alexa Bliss is sort of kind of the new Fiend with her and Lily. Now, I also said that the Fiend's brother got upset, which is, of course, the one and only Savage Warrior. I was hoping that they'll keep Bray Wyatt in there until Savage Warrior get in there and he bring in, like, the whole family. Then they can start releasing Bray Wyatt. But since it didn't work out that way, well, now the family is kind of broken up and, well, he's upset, but I can get him together. So, but on the wrestling standpoint, I like the way that they did it, so now Alexa Bliss can carry that burden of being the top of the creepiest level, the same level as Bray Wyatt was on.
Right, and I agree to a certain extent. Another thing, they can always have somebody else play the Fiend. Like, if they wanted to, they can hire somebody else to be the Fiend. I mean, obviously, they can't be
No.
All right. Why you say no, Dominic?
Before. You've seen this before. No. Not going to be the same.
It won't, but it's kind of like Batman, okay? I'm talking about the movies. It's always, at some point, somebody else is going to play Batman. But it's still Batman at the end of the day. Is that a good analogy, or should I just be quiet?
No.
That won't work, huh?
It's not going to work, but the thing.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, wait, before we, I forgot to thank the Lord for letting us do this show. All right, keep going. I forgot to do that at the beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know that was completely random, but I'm sorry.
You good?
No. NXT TakeOver 36 is this Sunday night. There's a lot of big matchups going on. Cole versus O'Reilly. Gonzalez versus Kai. We got Samoa Joe versus Cross. I believe the North America Championship is on the line with your boy Dominic. What's his name?
Kushida and Roderick Strong, Mr. Kushida.
Okay. That's a matchup. I think the tag team championship's on the line between MSK, and I don't know who they're taking on, but I know they're going to be on the line. But what are you all looking forward to the most for this NXT TakeOver 36? Dominic and Kayvon, what are you guys looking forward to for this pay-per-view?
As me, a nice little outcome. I guess a nice little outcome. Hopefully some chapters on it. Personal growth chapters. What's going on? I want to call somehow. I want to see. I'm going to see some slight predictions. Gonzalez retaining her title. Adam Cole probably get the last laugh
on
the three stages to hell last.
Yeah.
You know, if the female tag team championship being defended.
Yeah, I believe so, but I don't know who they're gonna who the challengers are. I don't know. Kayvon, do you have any inside information on who MSK is gonna be?
I think I know. We got Samoa Joe and Karrion Kross. It's kind of like some of these matchups. It's like it's hard to right now. I ain't gonna say it's hard, but it's somewhat. I don't want to predict right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to think about this prediction. I just want to flat out, and just especially in the NXT takeover, takeover is always never letting me down. So every pretty much every match they have, I just want to just sit back from a fool to one night and just flat out do it.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, before I start, I do have some insight. So far, I see five matches on the card, five or four, and the NXT Tag Team Champions are not on the card, just to let y'all know.
What?
Oh, yeah,
that's an outrage.
I can list the matches that are going down, but I promise you the NXT champions are not on there.
Oh man, that's a shock to me. I just knew they were going to be on the champions on the card. Gosh, that's kind of crazy, man. but what are you looking forward to the most, Kayvon, for this NXT TakeOver 36?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I am looking forward to three matches. The first match I am looking forward to is LA Knight versus Cameron Grimes for the $1 million champion. Now, if Cameron Grimes loses, then Ted DiBiase has to replace him and will become LA Knight's personal butler. Then I am looking forward to Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole in a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I said this in the news, I'm saying now, I am looking forward to Karrion Kross versus Samoa Joe for the NXT Championship.
Ooh. That's going to be a big one. That's going to be a big one, man.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
You know, I don't want to spoil anything, but I think it's going – I mean, how can Karrion Kross win this matchup? Like, how can he possibly get over in this matchup? You know, because he's basically on the main roster now. You know, so I don't see him pulling off the victory, but will they let him lose clean to Samoa Joe? I don't know. I hope not. I hope it'd be some kind of freak ending where they both end up coming off clean after the match is over. Because I want Karrion Kross to remain dominant. I know he suffered a couple losses on Raw, but I want him to get back to that dominant streak. All right, so let's shift over to SummerSlam. We got a few minutes to go. SummerSlam is here. This is the show that we all are excited about. This is the show that will. This is basically the darling of the weekend. SummerSlam is the darling of the weekend. Yes, we got AEW Rampage. We got SmackDown on Friday. We got NXT Takeover on Sunday. But SummerSlam, this is the marquee event. I want to know a few things from you, Dominic and Kayvon. Number one, who is on upset alert? Who do you expect? Like, who should be worried? Who's on upset alert? Secondly, who do you expect? Do you expect any surprises? And so who's on upset alert? And do you expect any surprises this Saturday night at SummerSlam, Dominic?
Hey, right now I have no upset alert. Maybe the upset maybe is Adam Cole 3 days to hell against Roderick Strong. That is maybe my somewhat upset. It's just another different view that I'm he's like, shoot.
I like Odyssey Jones. He got a lot of potential.
Oh, yeah. Kind of like a newer Mark Henry.
Oh, yeah. Kayvon?
Well, the person that should be on a lookout would, in fact, be Johnny Boy, John Cena. He should be on the lookout.
Lamarine is
not playing no games.
But wait. Are you saying that's an upset alert?
Well, yes, it's an upset alert because, I'm sorry, spoiler alert, once Roman Reigns beat John, we will not be seeing John Cena in the WWE anymore.
I get that, but like Roman is the champion. He's the top dog right now, so I don't like if John Cena beat if he beat John Cena, I don't think for me, I don't know how Dominic feels, but for me, I don't think that would be an upset. I think that would be a monumental victory. Don't get me wrong, but like Roman Reigns, he's the favorite. Now if John Cena wins, that would be more of an upset. That's how I'm looking at it, Kayvon. I don't know how Dominic is looking at it, but I just think Roman Reigns is the favorite. So
absolutely. Right now, Roman Reigns is the favorite. Right now, Roman Reigns is what's not keeping the main roster storyline relevant. So once again, what's best for this is to have Roman Reigns retain the Universal title. It doesn't make sense for Cena right now to win with like I'm forgetting your name, man. I don't know why. Our partner said, but I don't think Cena is going to be completely done. He might go off on another show. 8 months. But I know eventually he'll be back for wrestling. So that's where he could probably win. And get the 17-time world championship. Right now, no, I'm not feeling like so some type of way. So.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, let's take that. The upset will not be with Roman Reigns and John Cena. The upset will be with Edge and Seth Rollins. There we go. Going into this, of course, Seth Rollins, of course, said that he is going to complete the job that he failed to do, I believe, 10 years ago once he had his foot on Edge's neck. That would be a huge upset. If he gets the job done, then Edge probably won't be wrestling for a long time. And will there be any surprises? Yes, it will. I'm hoping for the Beast Incarnate to come back at SummerSlam and The Rock. I am hoping for either one of them to come back at SummerSlam this Saturday.
Whew. Hey, that would be a great surprise if that happened, Kayvon. Speaking of SummerSlam, this Saturday night we will be live at the Imagine Theater. We want to get everything started around 6:30, so we'll probably be kicking off with a pre-show. I wish you could be there, Dominic, but I know you got to work. But myself, Kayvon, we may have some other folk join us. We're going to do a pre-show leading up to the watch party of SummerSlam. Tickets are still on sale at eventbrite.com/Detroit Wrestling Connection. So feel free to grab a ticket there. Like I say, I'm excited about SummerSlam. I'm happy we got fans back. I can't be more happier that we got fans back in the arenas. And I look forward to see what's going to happen. You know, I talked to Coco this earlier today, and he thinks Big E is going to cash in on Bobby Lashley this Sunday. So that could be the surprise. I mean, who knows? I guess we'll find out this Saturday night. Any final thoughts, gentlemen, before we wrap up for tonight?
Stay tuned to next week. We couldn't get this covered this week, but we will probably get it covered next week about the 24/7 championship being above the Intercontinental and above States.
No, let's jump into that right now. Dominic, you still got time, man?
I got plenty of time. Go ahead, brother.
Now, I don't know what Kayvon been smoking on, but I don't know what they what kind of help they giving you. But he said that, if I'm correct, the 24/7 title is bigger than the United States and IC title. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, before me and Dominic jump on you, explain to us why it's bigger.
Okay. So after thinking about this thing for weeks, when was the last time we seen the Intercontinental and the United States Championship being defended? Each, like in the past, yes, the Intercontinental and the United States Championship has been defended every single night, but we do not get that anymore. Instead, we get the 24/7 Championship. That belt is defended every single night, every single time, not just in the ring, but outside. So that title to me is above all else because we're focusing on the 24/7 Championship instead of the IC in the United States because we don't really take them serious only because they have not been defended every single night or in on these pay-per-views. Like some pay-per-views they're being defended, some pay-per-views they're not. Versus the 24/7 Championship, hey, it's being defended everywhere.
Wow. I'll let you start, Dominic.
He's saying the 24/7 is up here now. I somewhat agree with Kayvon. The 24/7 right now for it. No, this is what I want to say. It's somewhat word structuring. Is they somehow trying to push it. It's somewhat more irrelevant. It's a hot. You know, right now, Reginald is doing his thing, but I'm not saying it has surpassed the United States and the Intercontinental part of it.
Okay.
I ain't sipping that Kool-Aid. Ain't got no sweetness to it.
Yeah.
And that's Tang right there. I am a Kool-Aid. Shout out to Nakamura being a two-time IC champion.
Mm-hmm.
Winning it from your leader, you know, Apollo Crews.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was about time the gimmick is born. Right now he's kind of getting back to, you know, the fan favorite. Fan, you know, he's one of those wrestlers that during the pandemic kind of tough deal. And now that fans back, he really... The fans is really behind him. He really keeps that. The booth is his ratings up. So, but yeah, I think that's just that's just trying to push that title.
Well,
I guess yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, Dominic. Now I get it. You know, the title deserve to push it. I'm glad that it's getting more attention now. It should be. That was my biggest disappointment in that title, that it wasn't a value enough. It wasn't looked at as an importance. And so I'm happy that it's getting more exposure.
And I think real quick, and I give it back to you, they need to make it more value. If it could be here to stay, like I said, that could be the belt. That could be the fourth brand belt. It could be
right.
You know, Raw, SmackDown, NXT.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should probably drop the whole comedy gimmick.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like the hardcore title gimmick. And make
right.
it more, you know, like that title could be like one of those real interesting competitions, like a, you know, simulation match type of those, like Fatal Four Ways. You know, you know, say the four-way, say the five-way, 10-man, you know, 10-man time limit match, like, something similar like WrestleMania 2000 hardcore title. You have a, 20-minute time limit. Whoever, you can be, you know, you can be 10 numerous of times. You got a, like, a human shield type of style match. You know, you got to try holding on to that belt. You know, within that 20-minute time limit. They can, you know, they can really do that. To make it more, you know, entertaining and, you know, and make it more competitive. But the time they had.
Right.
With self. But, yeah, it's not, yeah, I'm not thinking like this right now. It just right now, yeah, maybe the title holder is not somewhat, I'm going to say relevant. I don't have that quality. Right, I think it's not horrible, too. He may bring back the IC title. And then you got to think about it. The IC title has been like that. The IC title, they put it on, you know, those comments that don't deliver or the fans don't. And then you kind of lose value at times. Fans always get a true underdog, like I
right. Right. Right.
Kind of bring back the people.
Wow. Kayvon, did you have anything more to say about this? Because I still want to talk about this next week, because this is an important topic, you know. And I respect that you are sticking your neck out there to say this, because a lot of people wouldn't. I think a lot of people. Well, I guess I can't say that. I'm surprised Dominic agreed with it to a certain extent. But I think this conversation we can definitely talk about it furthermore next week, because I want to put my two cents in on it. So maybe we can have like a little bit longer dialogue on this conversation. But another thing I do want to talk about, I'm disappointed that I can no longer walk with Elias anymore. The Elias gimmick seems to be over. I thought it was a great gimmick. For whatever reason, it's just not working with Elias. But I think that was a great and funny gimmick, and I wish they didn't remove it from him. But I want to, if I remember, I want to talk about that next week, if possible.
It's time.
Huh?
It's time.
It's a whole lot of gimmicks that they can. I definitely disagree with you, man. This is gonna be a nice debate next week. Yeah, let's not forget this. Talk about this. Same time, same place. You know me, I might cancel at the last minute, but hopefully we'll be back here next Tuesday at this time. Maybe even Thursday we might do it. But Dominic got to work, so we can only do it on Tuesdays, I guess. Anybody want to close us out?
My business out there.
You know what? I apologize. As I was saying it, I'm like, I hope Dominic don't be mad. Like, as I was saying it, thank you, Dominic. Thank you for putting me in my place, because you needed to. Like, I shouldn't even say that.
No, you good, man. I'm out.
Well, we having fun tonight. We got to bring this Just Alex guy back on the show, because Just Alex, although I liked what he had to say about WWE at the time, I think this guy is just too hard on WWE, so I want to see if we can get him back on. And I got to have enough guts to tell him that I disagree with some of the stuff he's been saying lately, because I think Alex is just, at this point, he's just piling on WWE for no reason. Like, nothing can make these guys happy. And I want to bring him back, not to put him on blast, but I do want to let him know that some of the stuff that he say I don't agree with. So if it's okay with you all, I want to see if we can get him back on.
He's the new, I guess I totally kind of agree with Alex about the stuff that he's saying.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been somewhat on and off keeping up with his YouTube show. Shout out to just Alex. I think, you know, he's very open opinionated, very outspoken, very kind of like it is, you know, YouTuber. So kind of somewhat a non-filter individual that, you know, he's one of those he's really frustrated in that. It's nothing wrong.
Right.
And some of that frustration I do agree.
Me too. I don't wanna act fake acting because I'm not trying to be that, but I like some of the stuff you say, but it's like, and I don't know if Kayvon would agree with this or not, but it's like at this point, like, not just him but other podcasters, like, they're completely hard on WWE. It's like WWE didn't slept with their wife or something, or shot their child.
It's somewhat to a degree, yeah. But see, and this is the reason why I'm rocking with just Alex, because as many as the other ones, they're switching over to AEW.
Mm-hmm.
Alex, I mean, now he can correct these couple. It seems like Alex and us, we're the ones who really think to that day.
Mm-hmm.
If it is a marriage or a relationship of the other spouse too, but we're just trying to, you know, fulfill believing in this, the other spouse, that they can, you know,
right,
overcome, you know, or whatever personal issue it is. If it is, you know, in metaphor, an addiction problem, eating problem, that can overcome.
Mm-hmm.
it's not someone making sense. So that's what I said. I'm down for just that.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll send out the email, see what he's up to in the next few weeks, and we can get him back on. Kayvon, did you have anything more to say? I'm going to start calling you Mr. 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, I love you, man.
One more. Oh, yeah. Oh, thank you for reminding me. If you guys did not check out the video that's on the Facebook page, go and check it out. It will sort of kind of hype you up. Well, not sort of kind of. It will hype you up to come to SummerSlam this Saturday. Just know that we are Detroit Wrestling Connection. That's the only thing I'm going to say. I can't really spoil too much, but if you have not went and watched the video on Facebook, you should go do that. When you have any free time.
Yes, indeed. And let us take this moment to give Kayvon some applause, because he's the one that worked on the video, and he had to deal with me not sending my doing my end of the bargain quick enough. So this gentleman deserves a little bit more praise than what we give. But so, Kayvon, thank you. I want to say that publicly. I'm going to say it privately to you. Thank you, seriously, man, for being who you are. And thank you for being a part of the show. It's getting better, man. And I knew bringing you on, it would make the show even more better. I think Dominic got disconnected, but it's time to go anyway. I want to thank everybody for listening. Kayvon, you are a beast. You are the tribal chief. You are the head of the table, and you are Mr. Big Four plus one. And Dominic, appreciate your brother. You've been with me for about 3-4 years, and we've been going strong, and we're only going to get better in the near future. This was Wrestle Talk in the D on a Tuesday night on Open Talk Radio.
313 The Flash, right here on the website known as blogtalkradio.com. Have a good night, folks. We're going to sign off with a little bit of the Heart Foundation. Peace out. Love you, and take care.